那么今天我给大家讲一首诗 By Edwin Muir The Horses No song unsung No wine untasted Barely a 12-month after The 7 days war that put the world to sleep Late in the evening The strange horses came By then we had made our covenant with silenceBut in the first few days, it was so still. We listened to our breathing and were afraid. On the second day, the radios failed. We turned the knobs, no answer. On the third day, a warship passed us, heading north. Dead bodies piled on the deck. On the sixth day, a plane plunged over us into the sea.Thereafter, nothing. The radio dumb. And still, they stand in corners of our kitchen. And stand perhaps turn on in a million rooms. All over the world, but now if they should speak. If on a sudden they should speak again. If on the stroke of noon a voice should speak. We would not listen.We would not let it bring that old bad world that swallowed us children quick. And one great gulp, we would not have it again. Sometimes we think of the nations lying asleep, curled blindly in the impenetrable sorrow. And then the thought confounds us with its strangeness. The tractor lie about our fields at evening. They look like...Dank sea monsters coached and waiting. We leave them where they are and let them rust. They all motor away and be like other loam. We make our oxen drag our rusty plows. Long laid aside, we have gone back. Far past our father's land, and then that evening, late in the summer, the strange horses came.We heard a distant tapping on the road, a deepening drumming. It stopped, went on again. At the corner, changed to hollow thunder. We saw the heads, like a wild wave charging and were afraid. We have sold our horses in our father's time to buy new tractors. Now they were strange to us.As fabulously set on an ancient shield, or illustrations in a book of knights, we did not dare go near them, yet they waited, stubborn and shy as if they had been sent, by an old command to find our whereabouts, and that long-lost Archaea companionship. In the first moment, we had never a thought that they were creatures to be owned and used.Among them were some half a dozen cots, dropped in some wilderness of the broken world, yet new as if they had come from their own Eden. Since then, they have pulled our plows and borne our loads. But that free servitude still can pierce our hearts. Our life has changed, their coming, our beginning. 1956好了，我给大家读完了，不知道大家有没有听明白哈？那么这是有关马群的一首诗哈，也是一个非常有革命精神的一首诗。什么意思呢？离那个是全是，首先大家知不知道我最后边说1956年发生了什么？是一个非常国内外都发生一些有代表性的事件啊。国内呢是新中国成立到1956年社会主义改造基本完成，社会主义制度建立。那么国外呢就是Martin Luther King 因为抵制黑白分离而被判有罪啊，有这么个事情。那么也正是在这种情况下，在这战争期间哈，也是判，也就是这个乱世中啊，那么Edwin Muir 这个人呢，他通过人就是一被受到了马群的这个救助啊，然后呢就是来表达一种人群想离开这个恐怖的世界一种 迫切的心情。尽管有马群带他们走，他们也是非常心痛的，因为他们的生活要不回来了，他们的人生从此改变了。那么他们的来到呢，就是我们新的人生的开始。那么我来给大家翻译一下，离那个使全世界睡倒了的七日之战不够十二个月，在深夜里呢，那群奇怪的马儿来了。到那时候，我们已和沉默契了约，但最初的几天呢，是多么寂静，我们听着自己的呼吸就可怕，害怕。无线电没有了，我们悬着这个旋钮没有回音。第三天有军舰经过，向北面驶去，甲板上堆满了死尸。在第六天，一辆飞机从我们的上面直冲下海，然后再没什么了，无线电哑掉，不过仍站在我们的厨房的角落，或者仍开着站在全世界上百万的房间里。但是若他们开口说话，若突然之间他们再开口说话，若在中午十二点敲响时有一个声音开口说话，我们不会听，我们不会许他带回那一口，一口便吞下他孩子的坏透了的旧世界。我们不会许他再来。有时候呢，我们想到正在睡梦中的那些国家，在不能穿透的悲哀里盲目的蜷缩着，然后这想法因太怪异而使我们惊诧。拖拉机在田里躺着，到晚上看起来就像这个湿润的这个湿冷的海怪埋伏着。我们由他去，任他们生锈，他们会发霉烂掉，就像其他的肥土一样。我们要牛只拖着久放一旁的生锈的犁，我们已回到悠久的先祖那地。然后那晚上，夏天将近时，那群奇怪的马儿来了。我们听到路上远远传来的蹄声，渐变为深沉的擂鼓声，停了一会儿呢，再继续，到了转角处变成了空洞的雷鸣。我们看见了他们的头，向狂野的浪冲锋，然后就害怕。我们在先祖时代已经卖掉了马儿，来买新的拖拉机。现在他们对我们已经陌生了，犹如古老盾牌上的神骏，或是武士故事中的插图。我们不敢走近，但他们等着，固执又羞怯，就像他们是由一古老的指令派来找我们的踪迹，和找那早已忘失的亘古相依联系。初时我们全没想过，那些是可以拥有和差遣的牲畜。他们之中大约有半打小马，在那断绝的世界里，某些荒野中产下，担心的由自己的伊甸园而来。从那时候起呢，他们拖我们的犁，宰我们的鹤。不过这无求的侍奉呢，仍使我们心痛。我们的生命改变了，他们的来到呢，就是我们的开始。1956年。那么这首诗里面有些单词非常有意思，比如说 covenant 是这个契约的意思， covenant 我们那个与沉默制定了契约 covenant。 但是头几天呢实在是太寂静。 still 是寂静的意思，我们听着自己的呼吸呢都可怕。收音机坏了，我们悬着旋钮 knobs K-N-O-B-S 旋钮。 On third day a warship passes heading north， warship 战舰的意思啊。这个战舰躺着全 a plane plunged over us into the sea， 这个飞机呢在我们的头顶撞向了大海。 plunged 是坠落的意思， P-L-U-N-G-E-D 坠落到了大海里面。然后呢就说 If on the stroke of noon a voice should speak， 如果中午的钟声可以说话。 A stroke of noon 啊，就叫做中午的钟声啊，这个修饰手法非常有意思啊。 The stroke of noon We would not listen We would not let it bring That old bad world That swallowed its children quick。 这个古老的世界啊，这个古老的腐败的世界啊，他们吞噬自己的孩子非常快的。At one great gulp， 一个非常快的吞噬。 gulp 是吞的意思啊。They look， the tractor lies about our fields at evening。 They look like dank sea monsters。 dank 潮湿的意思。 潮湿的海怪 ,couched and waiting. Couch, 啊 ,couch, 这个大家知道 couch 是什么吧，就长沙发的意思啊。海怪长沙 couch 的动词就是睡，蜷缩睡着意思啊。躺着的意思并等待着。They'll motor away and be like other low. 他们会 motor 是腐朽崩溃 ,motor away 啊 ,be like other low 是粘土的意思。We make our oxen drag our rusty plows. 我们让我们的这个公牛拉着我们生锈的这个褪色了的这个耕地用的这个犁。Long late aside, we have gone back far past our father's land. 然后在这个夜晚呢，我们听到了这个马蹄声，啊，马蹄 deepening drumming, 像这个鼓一样。然后呢，在一个角落里，它变成了 hollow thunder, 这个 hollow, 就空洞，空心有空洞的意思，电闪雷鸣啊，空洞。我们看到了头 ,like a wild wave charging and we're afraid, we have sold our horses in our father's time. 我们卖掉了我们的马在我们的父亲时代去买这个新的拖拉机 ,now they were strange to us. 现在呢，他们看起来这个非常的奇怪。As fabulous steeds set on an ancient shield,就像这个我刚刚翻译过的哈，就是古老的这个盾，这个盾上的神骏啊。Old command to find our whereabouts, 遵从一个古老的命令去找我们的下落。Whereabouts 就是下落的意思。The long lost archaic companionship, archaic 是陈旧古老的意思。In the first moment, we had never a thought.That they were creatures to be owned and used. Among there were some half a dozen cots. Cots 是小马的意思。那么，
咱们再来看还有几个单词哈。Archaic companionship 是这个陈旧的关系啊。
Fabulous steeds 什么意思呢 ？Steed 是马的意思。Noble steed 是忠诚的坐骑啊，坐骑就是马的意思。Free servitude still can be pierce our heart。
那个 free servitude 是这个奴役的意思啊 ，free 就是自由的奴役，它是还是可以刺穿我们的心。
Our life is changed. There come our beginning.
我们的人生啊改变了，他们的到来呢就是我们的开始。那么好了，我给大家把这首诗给讲完了，不知道大家有没有听明白呢？那么我们下期再会。
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。